Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, you've reached Imperial Electric and Gas, the number one power company in the Northeast region. Please hold for the next available representative. If you're calling about reported electrical outages in Cedar Springs, rest assured that technicians are on site now and services will be fully restored this afternoon. Or if you've recently moved and are calling to either start or stop services, please visit our website to fill out a form to have a work order completed. Thank you.
Number 71. What kind of business recorded the message? Number 72. What does the speaker say will happen this afternoon? Number 73. What does the speaker say is available on a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
This weekend, we'll be installing new security software on our internal servers. This is a little more involved than the routine update. We need to have an extra layer of protection on our customers' personal data. So we're all being asked to help prepare for this event. Before we leave the office on Friday, we'll need to shut down our computers to enable the patch. Marta Fuentes is here to explain how we'll finish the installation on our devices when we come in on Monday.
Number 74. According to the speaker, why is a change being made? Number 75. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 76. What department does Marta Fuentes most likely work in? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Let me remind everyone that starting on Monday, the main entrance to the office building will be inaccessible while the road is being widened and repaved. This also means that our usual parking lot won't be available. But don't worry, there's plenty of space in the parking garage next to the J building. For your convenience, the company will be providing a van service that will run every 15 minutes until the project is completed. The van will operate between 7 and 9 a.m., and then again between 4 and 6 p.m. We'll be posting project updates on our website, so be sure to check it regularly.
Number 77. According to the speaker, what will begin on Monday? Number 78. What will the company provide for the listeners? Number 79. Why should the listeners visit a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Asako. I'm following up about the hotel you asked me to book for our client visiting from India next month. You wanted to reserve a room for her at the Maple Lodge, but it's fully booked that week. So I've been looking at other hotels in the area, and there is one on Jefferson Avenue. It's a little farther from our office, but it looks like a nice place. They also have a complimentary shuttle bus that can take our guest back and forth from our office. Call me and let me know what you think.
Number 80. What is the speaker preparing for? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
"There is one on Jefferson Avenue"?
Number 82. What additional service is mentioned? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to start by giving everyone an update on our latest project. As you know, in order to stay on top as a leading shipping company, we need to continually make changes to meet our customers' expectations. Since our customers prefer doing almost everything digitally, we're going to introduce a new delivery tracking service. By using a smartphone application, customers will be able to see where their package is in real time. Of course, implementing this will be a major project for us and will take place over the coming year. So next month, we'll begin working with developers from XKP Software on creating this tracking service.
Number 83. According to the speaker, why are some changes needed? Number 84. What additional service does the company plan to offer? Number 85. According to the speaker, what will begin next month? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
I'm so happy we got the exclusive video footage of the mayor's response today. We were able to beat the other networks in getting that interview to the public. I wanted to give you all a heads up that next month we'll be providing a behind-the-scenes tour for students who are exploring our field as a potential career path. They'll see things like the assignment coordination desk, our studios, and the control room. I'm looking for a few volunteers who can spare an hour of their time to do this. Please email me if you're interested.
Number 86. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 87. What is planned for next month? Number 88. Who should send the speaker an email? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Congratulations on a successful third quarter, everyone. You've all done such a great job selling our ovens and refrigerators that we've already exceeded our sales expectations for the year. To celebrate, we'd like to invite the sales team to join us for a company dinner. The dinner will be held on Thursday, December 20th, at the Canterbury Restaurant. You might want to carpool or take public transportation to the event. The restaurant is near the stadium, and there's a sports event that night.
Number 89. What does the speaker's company most likely sell? Number 90. What event does the speaker invite the listeners to? Number 91. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"There's a sports event that night"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
I hope you've enjoyed this tour of historic homes in Salona City. I founded this tour company 5 years ago and I'm happy to announce that next month my company's expanding its offerings. We're launching a new walking tour that will focus on the various murals and statues located throughout the city center. We know tourists like you often visit the exhibitions at our art museum, but art isn't only inside the walls of a museum. Here are some brochures with information, including the times and prices.
Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"Art isn't only inside the walls of a museum"?
Number 94. What does the speaker give to the listeners? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following broadcast and chart.
In local news, the Bayland Transit Agency has announced that construction has begun on the new Alexton train station, which will offer a direct rail connection to the city center. Spokesperson Claudia Schneider explained that the agency initially considered a more elaborate design with a projected cost of $300 million, but ultimately decided to go with a more cost-effective and straightforward proposal, with a price tag of $250 million. Not only is it more economical, but an earlier completion date is expected. The building will have an adjacent small park for public use, and beginning in May, residents will be invited to vote on ideas for it.
Number 95. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which proposal was chosen? Number 97. According to the speaker, what will residents be able to vote on? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following speech and building plan.
Welcome, everyone, to the grand opening of the Wilton Business Center. As the mayor, I'm pleased to see this kind of growth in our city, and the environmentally friendly elements incorporated into the design make this building special. In particular, this building is equipped with a water recycling system and insulation made from repurposed cloth. While today is the grand opening, one part of the building, the recreation center, will not be available for use until next month, as final touches are still being added to that floor.
Number 98. Who is the speaker? Number 99. Why is a building special? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Which floor of the building is not open yet?